This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow.
I thought we'd start on a happy note, 25 days before Christmas. And it is that season. Happy Hanukkah and all that everybody celebrates this time of year. Before you know it, we'll be swinging into 2022. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. A sad day indeed in a Detroit suburb. A 15-year-old student killed 3 and injured 8 at a high school. The suspect was a sophomore at Oxford High School in southeast Michigan, and had gone to class before the rampage. Shocking once again every time it happens when the shots ring out and parents scramble to get to the school hysterically to see what's going on and if their child is safe. What motivated the shooting still is not clear, according to the Oakland County Undersheriff, who stood before the mics and said, you know, there was just a flood of 911 calls that came in before 1 o'clock. Immediately, the officers responded. That was great. They were there within minutes, and they arrested the 15-year-old who had shot 11 people, including a teacher. The gun, a 9-millimeter pistol with a 15-round magazines, was apparently bought by the suspect's father last week, just 4 days before the shooting. And again, what motivated this, what caused this, is still hanging in the balance. A 14-year-old was killed, a 16-year-old was killed, a 17-year-old was killed, and 3 of the wounded teenage victims, 2 girls and a boy, were in critical condition on Tuesday night, late into the night. 1 student in serious, 3 in stable, and the 47-year-old teacher was released from the hospital. So once again, as I said, the shots ring out and horrified people try to scramble to find out what has happened here just 40 miles north of Detroit. Shaken students huddled outside the building, running, trying to duck for cover, doing what they've learned since they were a kid, because this is the world we live in, and kids learn how to protect themselves, as do the teachers, the best that they can. What was really sad is apparently, at least some of the kids said they knew that something was going to happen, because there were rumors that there were threats of an attack on the school. And, of course, the police were saying they had no knowledge of that, but some of the kids at the school were saying that. So we're here in the middle of the holidays, as we started off the show with a happy note of a Christmas song. And yet, this is the world we live in. The upside-down world is what I like to call it, sadly. So while that's going on in Detroit, and heads are shaking, and people are trying to make sense of what you can't make sense of, so much of what the conversation is about now, yet another variant to deal with when it comes to the coronavirus, and Omicron, it is what people are trying to wrap their heads around as to what does that mean for them. And I can tell you this, I had a conversation today with a friend of mine who was in the hospital for 17 days. They told him, and I've talked about this briefly, but we had a long conversation today. They told him the nurses that they can't believe he wasn't taken out in a body bag. He was vaccinated. And as he said, there's misinformation as to what happens with the vaccine, how long it lasts. And his teenagers had gotten COVID. So they went through COVID. His wife went through COVID. He got COVID, and it was bad. It was so bad. He said he couldn't breathe. It was terrible, the worst thing he's been through. And he really didn't think he was going to make it, and neither did the people around him. Luckily for all of us, because the world is a better place, this is a great guy. He made it out alive. So be vigilant, my friends. I know too many people that this has thrown the curveball to. And, you know, speaking of that, the Moderna CEO threw in his two cents about the fact that what scientists are telling him about the new variant is this quote, it's not good. It's not going to be good. He told the Financial Times there's no world where current vaccines are as effective as they have been against the Delta variant, and says the drop-off could be significant. Moderna had previously announced that the data on the ability of its vaccine to neutralize the Omicron variant would be expected within weeks as it works to advance, you know, a booster candidate. That's what they're trying to do. Everybody is against this specific variant. So not looking good there. And of course, negative news, the Dow shakes lower again. It is the ultimate craps table, but some of you have your retirements hinging on what's happening on the market. Many people do. So the Dow closes 650 points lower Tuesday, and there is a fresh stock market sell-off. That's what happened there. So we saw yet another skid, and then fears of what could happen with inflation and everything else mixed in between. I feel like when I crack open the mic these days, I'm just bombarding you with the negative, negative, negative. But you know, what is the water cooler, the virtual water cooler convo is what we're about. It's what's worrying you, what's happening with your families, what's going on in your, you know, neighborhood. The president is weighing a 7-day quarantine for returning travelers over this variant because the feeling is it's just too risky. So this one is a little scarier, based on what some scientists are saying, what some doctors are saying. You know, God only knows that this SOB of a virus that has invaded our life and our minds and is just pulling us in so many different directions and pulling us apart. It is not good news, of course, at all. Not good news. Even the fact that Regeneron is saying that the COVID-19 drug could be less effective as well. So Regeneron Pharmaceuticals is getting ahead of this and saying, oh, you know, this miracle here might not be such a miracle should this happen to you. Mm, wow. All right. So, yes, it's about the virus. It's talking about that. Yes, it's about the sad thing that happened at yet another school, this time Michigan, and sorry for so many of those families that are going through this right now, shaken to the core, no doubt. Coming up on the flip side, some more odds and ends you may have missed on the day, plus we have a mailbag, plus a conversation with the director of IBM's cloud and how that could change your life at the tail end of this hour.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Yes, indeed. So the sadness of what happened in the Midwest and this Michigan community gathering to pray for peace in the wake of that school shooting. What else is happening is this. How about Chris Cuomo? I was wondering when the shoe would drop on the brother, and it finally has. CNN suspended Chris Cuomo indefinitely for helping his brother during the sexual harassment scandals after records show that he was involved in trying to help the former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wade through all these different scandals. CNN said that its top-rated anchor would be out of his 9 p.m. slot as host of Cuomo Prime Time after transcripts released on Monday revealed that he did work with sources and talk strategy to help the brother in the middle of the harassment allegations. And, of course, it ultimately, although it was like pulling teeth, getting Cuomo to get out of his way and resign finally in August. And here they had these exhibits that were released in the transcripts, and there's no question it shed new light on his involvement in the defense of his brother. So they weren't privy at all to the public, and then it kind of raises those serious questions, because here he was on the air. He admitted on the air in May that he helped his brother and said it was a mistake, but they showed a much larger role than previously revealed. He was texting with the governor's top aides and advisors and trying to talk to other journalists about articles. So when he admitted to CNN that he had offered advice to his brother's staff, he broke the rules of what he signed contractually, and that's what happened. So it is a crazy spot that he was in. And CNN said they understood his need to put his family first and job second. But adios. So using media sources to get intel on the accusers, I mean, that's pretty big, right? Well, let's find out about these accusers and what they're saying, what they're doing to my brother. So what does that mean? The future is not bright. When you think about 11 women, the highlights of that AG report against Andrew Cuomo, 11 women harassed, 179 witnesses interviewed. You know, again, the handwriting was on the wall so long ago with this. The Attorney General, Lydia James's office, released those dozens of transcripts and videos and interviews with Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, multiple accusers, investigators that claim sexual misconduct against him. So that's it. The younger Cuomo was shown trying to stave off the scandal engulfing his brother. He spoke to a friend. Here's an example that was out there. He spoke to a friend about allegations from one of the accusers who accused the governor of touching her on the lower back, touching her face, asking her to kiss her at a wedding in 2019. And he texted Cuomo's top aide early in March and said, "I have a lead on the wedding girl." So, you know, that's it. When they got you with the text and everything else in between, and finding information and finding information about potential stories about his brother's problems, including a story by journalist Ronan Farrow that, you know, included one of the former aides. Yeah. You just knew, and people were talking about it a lot. And in fact, some of the people that were talking about it were starting to get, in the beginning, were getting heavily criticized, saying that he was, oh, Chris Cuomo's above that. But pretty much transcripts show, no, he put his CNN said, his family first, job second. So Notre Dame isn't the only game in town where they're looking for someone to fill a big spot. Obviously, CNN is going to be doing the very, very same thing. And it shows you what you don't know what you don't know until it becomes clear. And that's why I think people were frustrated with and thought it was too easy, that they were frustrated with what was going on with the Cuomo investigation. But to James's credit, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, they were trying to be very thorough because they knew what was happening. I mean, they were watching as this was all unfolding, and they had to have it airtight. And then ultimately, he had no choice but to step away, or else who knows what the prosecutions would have, you know, what would it have looked like? They would have had him, and they could have impeached him. I can't imagine they couldn't have impeached him pretty easily. It seems like they certainly could. So, you know, there you go. All right, in the middle of that, you have another wing woman who is on trial, really for her life, so that she's not behind bars for the rest of it. And Ghislaine Maxwell is her name, and she is the woman accused of getting women, young girls, really, to be pulled into the lair of Jeffrey Epstein and his world of the rich and famous men. And you look at some of the stories that are coming out. Donald Trump and Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton all flew on Epstein's private jet, which doesn't, you know, hey, he was around famous people all the time. But it's the young girls, and especially with Andrew, where they really are, they really have him in a vice, meaning that there's testimony that doesn't look good for him. But this is about Ghislaine Maxwell. So Maxwell faces 6 charges of sex trafficking and abuse over her alleged role as Epstein's madam. That's what they're calling her. And all of this is unfolding in court. The pilot testified, and the pilot said that he never saw an news about the buzz in my backyard and your backyard, and it is absolutely still about the prolonged pandemic and the effects of it, whether you thumb your nose at it or not, whether you think it's a vast conspiracy or whatever your point of view is. And there's plenty of, I call it, poves out there, meaning that this is it, right? I mean, this is the ultimate chess match of what you think the outcome is going to be. But I think that there, this, from what I understand, and we will delve into this as we move along, because I care about the direction we're headed, the U.S., and of course there's other people listening to us from other countries that tell me what's happening in their countries. Many of them are some of the authors that we've had on. But the alarm has been sounded again. And I talked to a doctor I seriously respect, and he said to me, you know what, it's going to be like the flu. It's going to be, you're going to be getting these shots. Plan on the rest of your life getting these shots or not getting these shots. And his point of view was, if you don't and you're in.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I learned about a school shooting in Michigan.
President Joe Biden, who is holding an event at the White House just as news broke of a mass shooting at a high school in Michigan.
We learned, as we learned the full details, my heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one.
Biden referring to an incident at a high school in Michigan where three students were shot and killed by a 15-year-old student who opened fire. Fire for unknown reasons at Oxford High School, north of Detroit. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says six people were wounded, one of them a teacher. Stocks tanking on Wall Street after the chairman of the Fed testifies on Capitol Hill and says inflation will continue to be a problem until at least the middle of next year. And he also said that new variant of the coronavirus could also affect the U.S. economy. And this is USA Radio News. The nation's highest court hearing arguments this week about a Mississippi abortion law that bans the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy, challenging Roe v. Wade. Mississippi's Republican Attorney General Lynn Fitch is helping lead the efforts to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Roe v. Wade has pitted women against their children, woman against woman, and now it's time to really stop and support life.
Speaking on Fox News, she's calling for abortion policy to be handled by the states and elected leaders, though abortion rights activists argue it would limit the access to the procedure and infringes on the right to choose. The National Football League is thankful for some holiday football ratings this year. Those Thanksgiving games had the most viewers of any NFL game since 1998, led by the Cowboys-Las Vegas Raiders matchup. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Flooding me with virtual mail 24/7. You can hit us up with your thoughts on any of the smorgasbord that we are talking about. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from Brad, who is listening to us in Connecticut on 1490 AM. Hey, hey, Brad. Brad says, wow, Kate, my heart goes out to those people in Detroit every time you hear about kids and shootings. I mean, I think back to our own Sandy Hook and the young innocents and having to have that school bulldozed because it was such a heartache. In this case, the fact that you have, you know, these kids in the prime of their young adult life, as I was reading some of the stories about them, it took 5 minutes to unload on so many kids, and three of them now gone from the earth, and others who are barely, you know, hanging on. And I can only imagine what those families are going through. In fact, I can't imagine what they're going through. Do we know any more details on it? Well, you know, we know that you had a football player, and Tate Meyer, his name was, 16-year-old, and you had Madison Baldwin, 17, and Hannah St. Julian, who was 14. They were the three students who were killed at Oxford High School. And Tate was a junior and a running back on the football team, played on varsity, I guess, since he was his freshman year, and was an honor student. So, and, you know, they say that, of course, hearing the stories, they're saying that he tried to help others at the high school. So whatever happened there, he was trying to deflect the bullets, trying to help some other people. And eight others were injured. And so this happened, you know, just after lunch, you know, before 1 o'clock. And you had a teacher who had a grazed gunshot wound to the shoulder, and the teacher was released from the hospital. So the story is tragic and really, really very, very tough. You've got a 14-year-old girl in critical condition with chest and neck gunshot wounds, is on a ventilator after surgery. You have a 15-year-old boy with a gunshot wound to the head who's in critical condition. A 17-year-old with a gunshot wound to her chest, critical condition. I mean, just terrible, terrible stuff. And again, the details, even coming out of Detroit, as I try to reach out to someone from the Detroit News, there's very few details on the student that was arrested, because it's the why question, right? That's what you want to know, the why question. Why? What motivates this? Well, how does this happen? How does this happen within a 5-minute period? Somebody destroys all his lives. What's going on in their head? All right, this one is from Sam. Sam is listening to us in Walla Walla, right there in Washington. Sam says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, this new variant scares the hell out of me, if I can say that, because I'm not reading anything conspiracy-wise. I'm just flat out reading the facts, ma'am. And the facts do not look good on this one. When you're saying that certain treatments that have worked in the past for a particularly strong Delta variant are not as good for this one, I think that people who haven't gotten vaccinated should think twice about whether they want to get vaccinated or not. Stay safe and healthy, my friends. Forget about all the nonsense and the noise. Think about life and do you want to live? Yes, there's so much that we don't know. Yes, it infuriates everybody that we're in this situation, but what is the line of defense? I ask you, what is the line of defense? All right, so you're singing the same tune that I sing. What's the line of defense? And, you know, what is it that you think you need to do to be safe with yet another variant that is mutating in different directions? And Omicron was already apparently in Europe for a while. So everybody's racing around to ban flights from southern Africa to try to stop the spread of it. But it's beyond Botswana. You know, it's already beyond that. You've had the Netherlands where people were affected. You have a lot of other places where it's popping up. Canada, it's popping up. And just because the variant was detected in southern Africa, it doesn't mean it originated there. It just shows you what can happen. So across Europe, there's been more than 44 cases of the new variant that have been confirmed in 11 countries. And all of the confirmed cases in Europe they've exhibited mild symptoms or none at all. And they're looking at 6 further probable cases. So, you know, in the Netherlands, they're reporting 22,000 new cases. You know, that's one of the country's highest daily totals since the pandemic began. So pretty chaotic. I talked about this, I think, briefly the other day in Amsterdam. It's 600 passengers aboard 2 different flights from South Africa. They were stranded on Friday, right? So because flights like cruise ships early on in the pandemic, they pushed those fears of super spreader events. And then the question becomes, have we learned anything the last 20 months about containment, right? I mean, while we're looking at this antiviral pill, and Merck is working on that, that it could be authorized in the next couple of weeks. We'll see what the FDA does, and if they get the green light, give it the green light and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's important if Omicron causes a surge in infections, because the treatments don't target the spike protein, where the variant has more than 30 mutations, right? Wow. And the Regeneron news to me is troubling, that it might be less effective against this based on their analysis and computer modeling, and that's how they figure it out. So they're trying to figure it out as best they can. All right, more than you probably want. A deep hole we went into there. All right, let's go to this one from Jacob. And Jacob says, hello, Kate. With all the doom and gloom that seems to be circling our heads, I want to talk about something completely different. When you look at the holidays coming up and you look at the best holiday food that you could possibly eat, because I'm thinking the junk I'm going to assemble getting ready for playoff games, for you, what would it be? That's such a loaded question, right? Because I'm trying not to overindulge. I keep reading all these things where you expect to gain 8 pounds in the holidays. Expect to go into a turkey coma. Is it really real? Expect that you're going to need lots of Tums because of how much you're going to overeat. It may have already started during Thanksgiving. Here's the thing. For me, that's such an interesting question. For me, I'm about the dips, right? So it's a good dip, brother, a good dip and some kind of chip. I mean, honestly, I'm not about the sweets. I'm not about the Christmas cookies or any of that kind of stuff or cakes or pies. Not that I wouldn't eat any of it, but that's not where I would go. Unfortunately, what can happen is you become a wood chipper. You know what a wood chipper is? It's like you're sitting there with a bag and you're eating it and eating it and you look down and say, well, how many chips were in this bag? How many chips were in this bowl? It's kind of like when you go to a Mexican restaurant and you get, you know, the tortillas and the salsa and you start to, you're famished, of course, you show up and you just start wood chipping, you start inhaling them. And then you look down, you and your buddy look down, it's like, oh, here comes another one. And then another. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? So that's the wood chip effect. So for me, it is about that. It's about the dips that people make. And because I just was in Tampa and my brother made a couple of really wicked, like artichoke dip and spinach dip, and you could tell yourself, well, yeah, artichokes and spinach. Yeah. How about all that mayonnaise and everything else that is mixed into the middle of that? It was good, but it's like one of those things where you got to walk away from it. And then to top it all off, he makes this, he says, hey, let's get some chocolate to see what we can dip in it. Let's make a fondue pot of chocolate. So marshmallows and pretzel rods and just all kinds of things. Bananas. And so, you know, theoretically the banana's good, but skip the chocolate, right? One last one. This one is from Susie, and Susie says, hey, Kate, tell everybody in America, as I am listening to you in the UK every single day that I can, that we are thinking about you as much as you might be thinking about us. We value the friendship across the pond, and we want you all to be safe and happy and have a great holiday. Hear, hear. Same back at you for everybody listening in the UK. All right, coming up around the bend, we're talking about the cloud and why do you care? Because if you are going to try to travel, it may be something that you need. Brianna Frank next.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So here we are in the holiday season again, and it's interesting because IBM just did a survey. And one of the things they found out is U.S. consumers say they're feeling slightly more festive for the 2021 holiday season, thank goodness, much more than 2020. But we're still living in the era of COVID-19 and all the protocols and trying to navigate it. So how do you take advantage of technology like hybrid cloud? Who better to have on than Brianna Frank, director of IBM Cloud? Brianna, as always, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about what I just said and what you found out at IBM. What's happened? What's going on with consumer trends? How's it changed during the pandemic?
You know, the pandemic has really changed how consumers shop, but also their expectations. So at IBM, we're seeing three interesting trends. You know, the first is really this focus on convenience. We've all been shopping online for over a year now, and we've come to expect a very frictionless, safe, and secure buying experience right from our homes. And now that's carrying over into, online, but also in-person shopping as well. And consumers are planning ahead more so than ever before. They understand that there may be some supply chain issues and some delays, so they started their shopping earlier than ever. 44% of shoppers already started prior to November even starting. And then budgets are increasing. So, you know, holiday shoppers are spending 30% more this year than last, and not just on gifts, but they're also traveling to see their loved ones again this year.
Yeah, so I'm glad you said that. So travel companies and retailers, too, because you mentioned that, how are they adjusting to the trends that you're talking about and making a shift to the demands?
You know, we've seen a few trends in the travel and retail space. The first is this concept of using apps to store vaccine and COVID testing information. And so that's becoming, you know, a big trend. If you want access to sporting events or concerts or even some restaurants, you're having to leverage technology and specific apps to help you store that information. We're also seeing travelers are really leveraging touchless check-in at hotels and using their phones to gain entry to airlines and airports. And then also we're seeing visual analytics being used to make sure that there's, you know, not overcrowding in a retail establishment and making sure that we have enough, you know, social distancing and there's enough space so that we don't have too much contact.
Yeah. Boy, I've had to do that a lot. I had to do that at a big sporting event and everybody had to figure out how to use the app, and it's brilliant when you're able to do it and navigate it, and it's just having that patience. So what is hybrid cloud? Because I'm sure there's some people listening that are saying, what are they talking about? How does it impact consumers this time around by being able to use that hybrid cloud?
Absolutely. So, you know, you may have heard of the cloud in terms of, you know, storing your family photos in the cloud or accessing music or even purchase history being stored in the cloud. But hybrid cloud allows retailers and airlines to access data and applications in lots of different locations, which might mean on premises, which could mean in a retail establishment. So that data could be housed in a retail establishment, in the cloud, lots of different places. And when a retailer or airline can leverage apps and data from many different locations, they can innovate faster and provide these seamless and frictionless experiences that we've come to enjoy. And, you know, as you mentioned, the vaccine applications, what's most important is keeping health records and data secure and private. And at IBM, we believe our clients' data is their data alone, so we don't believe in monetizing that personal data in any way. So we believe keeping that data safe and secure is the most important thing.
All right, so where can people go for more information, Brianna?
Absolutely. If you want to hear more about how IBM is transforming the retail industry and the travel industry, go to IBM.com/cloud.
Love it. Brianna Frank, Director of IBM Cloud. Have a great holiday season. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks. You too.
And you know what? That's going to be more and more what's going to happen, where people have to download information. I saw that happen, as I mentioned there, when we were out at the PNB Paribas tennis event, where they hadn't been live in forever, for a couple of years. And there was strict protocols for the people who wanted to go see it, you know, the top tennis players in the world and the people who wanted to cover it. So you had touchless everything, from ordering food to parking, and having to be able to navigate those apps was a necessity. Otherwise, you were going to find yourself in a difficult situation. There was no print material. I mean, that kind of print material anyway. You had to be able to use apps, and then you had to be able to load up information to prove the vaccine, or tough tiddlywinks, you weren't getting in. No matter who you were, they were not going to take any risks with that. And in fact, in being a member of the media, you had to basically sign away everything saying that they weren't responsible if you tested positive for COVID-19. And I think with this new variant, of course, it's going to continue along that same way. I can't imagine that it's going to be any different. Hey, here's a quick reminder, because we did have a great guest on to talk about the December 7th, right, Medicare. For anybody who falls into that category, or speaking of helping people navigate, you're trying to help your mother, grandmother, friend, whatever, navigate Medicare. Medicare, of course, you're 65 and older. It's crucial for so many people, right? Open enrollment closes on December 7th, so you've got to be able to get in there and do that. And then there is an ongoing enrollment period that's over in less than 30 days. So it closes December 7th, right? And sometimes people miss that. It's easy to miss that, because trying to figure it out, where you have costs that are much higher, so you got to make sure that you check the right boxes, and what are the premiums, and out-of-pocket limits, and yada yada, and all the kind of things that you have to ultimately select there. And it makes you wonder, how long is that going to be around? You know, is that all that we keep hearing for years, that's going to dry up? We keep hearing that Social Security is going to dry up. I thought when we were in one of our many financial crises that we've been in, that Bush 2, as I call him, George W. Bush, I thought he had an interesting idea about, let's just give the money to the people. Let's just let you decide what you're going to do with that money. Send it to you. Mail you the check, and then you figure out where it's going to go. Not a half bad idea, because I think some of us would have been able to do more with that and would have had more in the end than all these years of paying into Social Security. And I don't care what end of the spectrum that you're on and where you fall financially, how long have you been paying into Social Security? Did you have a job when you were 15, 16, 17? You know, how long has that been what you've been doing, and what do you expect that you would get in retirement? Yeah, just something to think about. Another thing to put on your plate. All right, if you're Adele, I got to say this, because if you know anything about music and you've heard any of her music, which you may have, her ballads are great. I don't care, again, what your age range is. She announces the 2022 Las Vegas residency, right? So forget the whole world tour thing And that's going to be one of the toughest tickets to get. The Hubs looked at me and he said, you know what? That's going to be a really tough ticket to get. So she's going to kick that off in January. And again, everybody will be tripping over themselves to get those tickets. Kind of like what happened with Celine Dion when she was hotter than hot. And that's where people wanted to go. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to, as a present, as a whatever, anniversary, etc., they wanted to get it. So you've got her, who her new song, Easy on Me, is in the top 100 list right now, and it's selling. Her album, 30, same way. So I think that just makes it bigger. And she said the world tour was out of the question due to COVID regulations. So instead, she's headed for the hot spot called Vegas. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Never a dull moment as the world turns, right? Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show, and technical maestro Jeremy P. for his extra added special attention. He puts the secret sauce into the middle of all of this chaos. Make it count, everybody. Like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.